You're listening to a Big Finish production.
You really need to calm down. Panicking gets us nowhere. Calm down, too! We're all going to die! Die!
There's only one thing that's going to die today. Let me at it. Let me at the abomination.
Shut up, all of you. Just shut up.
This really is the most logical thing for it to have done. Has it realised it's also using this ship? I mean, what sort of idiot starts punching holes in the dinghy it sat in?
Oh, I like this TARDIS. It was mine. I wanted to keep it.
Shut up! I'm trying to concentrate.
Work! Work, you ridiculous machine! Work!
It would appear you have a broadcast channel. Just.
Emergency! Emergency, Doctor! Can you hear me? This is the 11. They're coming back. They're coming! Do you understand, Doctor? Do you? Please, you have to do this. I know you won't be able to help yourself. Save me, Doctor. You hear? I need you to save me!
Chance you could loop it. That way I could dance to it.
Am I picking up a degree of couldn't care less?
You are, yes.
You can't be considering a reply.
Reply? No. No point. The signal's dead. No one's answering.
You already tried.
Well, it sounded urgent.
It's the 11.
I'm aware of that.
Why would you want to help him? Why would you even want to talk to him?
Well, those are two different things, aren't they? I have no interest in talking to him. No. Of course not. Helping him, though. That rather depends on circumstances.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You'd watch him die? You'd stand by and watch anyone die?
This is the 11 we're talking about. It's a trap and you know it.
So, not answering my question. I see. Helen, how about you? Would you watch someone die?
Why are you being like this? You know we wouldn't. Stop trying to score points.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. I'm feeling...
Surly?
Strange. It started just before I heard the message. Sensation, prickling, short as a breath. Panic. I have no idea why. I'm sure it's nothing. I just need to take my mind off it. I'm sure I'll be fine once we've poked around for a bit.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
He did. Of course he did.
This is where the signal was coming from. Should we see what sort of pickle he's gotten himself into?
Did you hear something?
I hear lots of things. My auditory senses are very complex. I often pick up things you two don't.
You just made that up, didn't you?
Possibly.
You take us to the nicest places.
Creepy stone corridor, moss on the walls. Flaming sconces. I rather like it.
You would.
Do you actually know where we are? A castle? We're about to be surrounded by medieval knights. Suspicious pre-technological aliens accusing us of being demons. Some old enemies with an axe to grind. Such is my life, I now have to ask these things.
Nothing like that, hopefully. You never can be quite sure with the TARDIS.
Especially yours.
Especially this one.
This one?
We are inside a TARDIS. Another one.
This is a TARDIS? I thought yours was Gothic.
You've landed one TARDIS inside another. Is that safe?
Positively catastrophic sometimes, but not today. Look at her. Poor thing. She's dead. Or dying. At least that explains the anxiousness.
Does it?
I'm very empathic. I can hear her, feel her. She's not sane.
A mad TARDIS. Oh, lovely.
Well, mad is hardly a helpful term. You a med tech do. Either of you read The Haunting of Hill House? A building possibly driven mad by the things that occurred there? Or possibly not. You never could tell with Shirley.
How lovely. You're bringing that up relaxes me no end.
Never read it.
You should. Everybody should. It's beautiful.
Terrifying.
Yes, well, a bit terrifying, perhaps. But that's life. Wonderful and scary, usually at the same time.
And, as if on cue, the lights start playing up. Hooray.
Be grateful she's managing to give you any light. Must be quite an effort. Should we explore?
Have you forgotten who brought us here? Where's the 11?
No idea. Shall we explore?
I can't think of anything I'd like to do less.
I'm sure that can't be true. You have an excellent imagination. Shall we explore?
You really are in an annoying mood today.
Excellent. Exploring it is. Come on.
Another corridor. Joy.
TARDISes do love a corridor. Gives them something to do while coming up with more rooms. In this case, I don't think she can entirely help herself. The corridors are easy. She may be finding it hard to maintain anything more complex.
Is there anything else she may find hard to maintain?
Such as oxygen? Shielding?
Eventually, perhaps. Depends how long she's been like this. Given that the 11 managed to send us a message from here relatively recently, she should have a few hours left in her yet.
Relatively recently? You're not sure how long ago he sent the message?
Time is relative.
No, it really isn't.
The signal was so corrupted it was hard to be sure. I think we got here quickly.
You heard that?
Someone running. This way.
There! Hello! We're here to help! Please, don't run!
I don't think she believes you.
Please, talk to us!
I'm not sure that this is wise. No, stop. Please, please.
We need to talk to her, don't we?
I know. I'm sorry. I just... Look, please try and control your telepathic circuits.
The TARDIS?
It's almost more than I can bear. Screaming so loud. Such terror. Such fear. God, it's all I can do not to run back to my own TARDIS and get out of here.
Leaving whoever that was stuck here in a dying TARDIS?
Oh, I know. It's so difficult, though. Being here, connecting with her.
You know her? Recognized her?
Well, no, this TARDIS, I want to leave. Being here, it's hard. I need to control these feelings.
Why can't Liv or I feel anything?
It's the way TARDISes are made. They link to their pilot. Time Lords and TARDISes have... We're in tune with one another. I'm lucky she's not mine. If she were, the telepathic leakage would probably have broken me.
We need to figure out what happened here. Find the 11 and get out as quickly as possible. If this place is affecting you so badly, who knows what long-term exposure could do?
Nothing good. Or nothing a long weekend in the Lake District couldn't cure. I'm a resilient old thing. Let's keep moving.
Get out! Get out!
Oh, please tell me that wasn't just in my head.
Come on. Let's try and catch up to her.
Hello, please don't run. We're here to help.
Help?
No help. No, beyond all that.
She may be right. Look at her, Doctor. I didn't notice before, but she's barely there. You can see the walls right through her. She looks
Hello,
like...
can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear you. I just don't want to. All dead. Oh, Dad!
She's just...
She's gone, yes. And maybe she wasn't really here.
A ghost? You're actually suggesting she might have been...
I'm suggesting nothing, not yet. I'm having a difficult enough time controlling my fear without speculating on that kind of thing. Liv.
But she was right behind us.
Liv!
Oh, right. Yeah, not helpful.
Doctor? Helen?
I was right behind them. How can they just have...
Doctor! Helen? Where are you?
Creepy echo. Lovely. Yes, very helpful.
Hello? Hello? Who is that? I can hear you! We're here to help! Please! Too loud! I can't! No!
I don't understand. We were all together. How can she have just vanished?
Possibly the TARDIS reconfigured around as we turned that corner. We ended up here and she...
Ended up somewhere else entirely? A TARDIS can do that.
A TARDIS can do lots of things. Not all of them helpful. Liv! Can you hear me, Liv?
Doctor, are you all right?
Well, as well as anyone can be after running into a wall.
The TARDIS reconfiguring again.
Presumably. I wish it would give me some warning. This is the only face I've got currently.
Let me look at you. I think you're fine. You'll have a bruise or two.
When haven't I? I live a bruise-worthy life. Why did you do that? Do you not want us going this way, or have you got something against my nose?
Do you actually expect it to answer?
No chance. Frankly, I'm shocked. She has life enough in her to start moving the geography around. What have you done with our friend?
If you don't expect it to answer...
That makes me feel better. We came here to help! Foolishly, as my friends made quite clear. So stop making life difficult. Wish I hadn't done that.
And you're not running into walls, you're punching them.
We both hurt. And get me no worse, silly me. This isn't a safe place to be. I'm worried. Liv can take care of herself, I know that, but...
We'll find her.
Said like someone who's never really thought about how big a TARDIS is. We're looking for a single person in a whole city, a whole country. The only hope is that as the TARDIS dies, she'll continue to constrict. It should happen. Dimensions folding in on one another, rooms shrinking, corridors shortening.
With us inside?
Well, yes. Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, it could start getting a bit cramped at times. I'd keep moving.
While we still can.
Finally.
Who are you?
Where did you appear from?
Who are you?
My name's Livchenka. And you? Is this your TARDIS?
You know the answer to that.
If I did, I wouldn't have asked. Why did you run away from us earlier?
Did you do this?
Do what?
You're being obstructive.
I'm being confused. My friends and I received a message from, well, someone we know. He claimed to be in trouble, said someone or something was coming and that he needed our help. We came. The message was sent from here.
No, I didn't send it.
Well, that's all I know. We're here to help. That's it. Whatever happened here is nothing to do with us.
I don't believe it.
Tough. What was the noise earlier? The pounding?
Things knock.
Well, that's helpful.
It's losing.
Losing what?
It's mind. Shall we see?
Well, in In the absence of a better idea.
Liv!
With the internal geography in the state it is, we could be walking for months. Well, actually, no. It'll be uninhabitable long before that, but, you know...
Your positivity is extremely reassuring, Doctor.
I'm simply pointing out that we need a better plan. I need to gain access to this TARDIS's systems. In theory, I should be able to pop off one of the wall panels.
The stone wall panels.
I miss Arundel. You knew where you were with Arundel. When aesthetics get in the way of functionality...
The doors.
Yeah, do you get the impression she's trying to tell us something? Does she want us to go into the rooms? Possibly not.
More to the point, there weren't any doors in this corridor, not until just now. There was no way in or out of here.
Oh, yes, there is that. Well spotted. She really is in a confused state, isn't she?
She's not the only one.
I told you, rooms take concentration to maintain. It's not unusual when a TARDIS is in mortal distress that she forgets a few of them. When you're trying to focus on staying alive, the last thing on your mind is a boot cupboard.
So the area we're in could simply cease to exist because she's forgotten about it.
Well, in theory, a TARDIS prioritizes its crew alongside essential systems, so she wouldn't let us simply vanish into the vortex. Well, of course, there's one slight problem with that.
Well?
We're not her crew.
So, is this your TARDIS or not?
Silly question. Still, I'll answer the other one, though.
The other one?
Jackson.
I'm sorry?
He was my name.
Fine. Do you know the 11?
Insane, dangerous, unreliable, capable of extreme violence.
I'll take that as a yes.
I was talking about me. Jackson. What was your question?
Right. Maybe I'll just leave you to it.
Where are you going?
Somewhere safer, hopefully.
On this ship? Your safest place is near to me, idiot. After all, it's my ship. Safety protocols are designed towards my self-preservation.
Annoyingly, that makes sense. Fine. I'll stay with you.
Although there is one thing I've just noticed that makes me wonder if they've already failed.
What?
My feet aren't touching the ground. I'm sure they were earlier.
Oh. No, I hadn't noticed that. What does that mean?
It could mean several things. It could mean local gravity is feeling the pinch, or that the vortex shields are out of alignment, or...
Or... Jaxa? Jaxa! Where did you go?
I don't think it wants to let us in.
How are we supposed to achieve anything if it keeps fighting us every step of the way? Oh, let us in, you stupid ship! Let us in!
Doctor, stop it! Calm down. Panicking's not helping.
Of course it's not. And if I could help it, I would. You don't understand how difficult this is for me. It's taking all my effort just to have a single cohesive thought. Oh, I wish it would shut up. Just for a second. Just a moment's peace so I can concentrate. Whew, take control.
I'm sorry. I wish there was some way I could help.
I just need to center myself. Come on, Doctor. Stay calm. Take a moment.
Maybe this TARDIS approves.
It depends what's on the other side of the door. If it's something useful, then I will agree, but
there you are! What took you so long?
Oh.
They're coming! They're coming! They're coming!
Jaxa? What's the use?
What's the use?
Jaxa! Where are you?
Nowhere good. You should run.
Run? Why?
Because they're coming. No. They're here.
thought you were ages!
Honestly, three, if you knew the slightest thing about temporal navigation, you'd realize that it was always a distinct possibility that the Doctor would take...
Shut up! Both of you!
You're lucky we came at all. I certainly advised against it.
Ooh, and after we were such good friends.
Hardly that.
Enough! Both of you, this isn't the time or place.
Look at him, he's a bundle of nerves. How fun!
Don't tell me you can't hear the telepathic circuits.
Of course I can, begging and whimpering, sobbing and simpering. Frankly, it's been the only thing keeping me going.
Horrible man. I knew we should have left him here.
As if either of you could have done such a thing, running around the universe trying to help everyone. You deserve one another. All bores together.
Right now, you need the help. So might I suggest we get moving? This TARDIS has misappropriated a friend of mine.
Yeah, it was always somewhat unruly. I picked it up quite recently and have to say I regret it, rather.
I picked it up.
Shush, Six!
You stole it, I presume.
The universe is hardly littered with TARDIS dealerships. It's the height of temporal engineering. Not a second-hand hatchback. Of course I stole it! I had little choice after you abandoned me.
Besides, it was so lovely I just had to have it.
You're making this our fault.
Helen, just ignore him. He's goading you for fun. He can explain himself as we go.
I've had a trying time. Do you blame me for taking it out on someone?
Yes. What happened to the previous owner?
Oh, don't ask. No idea. It was abandoned when I found it.
Abandoned?
Who are you? Get out of my TARDIS.
Your TARDIS? I don't think so. I need it, you see.
Let me do it. Please let me do it.
Yes, I think this is my TARDIS now.
No! No!
Abandoned.
I don't believe you.
I can't help that.
You killed them, didn't you? Whoever owned this ship before. Doctor, we can't just let him get away with that.
Said like you have a choice.
No, you couldn't ignore my call for help, so let's not pretend you have the backbone to leave me here now.
Quite four. Empty threats. Always empty threats.
Look, I have no intention of letting him get away with anything, but right now our priority is to find Liv and get out of here. The longer we stay, the less our chances of getting out of here alive.
Common sense, for once!
You said they were coming. Who were you talking about?
I don't want to talk about it.
Tough. We came here to help you. We deserve to know what's going on.
What difference does it make? The important thing is just to get out of here. Where's your TARDIS?
First, we find Liv.
No, we can't stay here a moment longer. If you're so careless as to lose your friends, that's hardly my fault.
You'd have us abandon her.
In an instant. And if you knew what was loose on this ship, then you'd be right behind me. Doctor, listen to me. There really isn't time. We have to leave, and leave now.
Not happening. So the sooner you help me shift this wall panel, the sooner I can access the TARDIS systems and locate Liv.
Idiot! Tell him! Make him understand! I don't like it here! I want to go!
Let me convince them.
I'll have them begging to leave by the time I finish.
Just shut up and help me.
It's your fault we're here. So stop arguing and work with us.
But they're already here! They could be on top of us at any minute. There's just no time!
Who? Who's here?
I don't even want to say the name. It might hear me. If it hears me, it might come. If it comes, I'm dead.
Who?
The Ravenous.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Oh, please. It takes more than schoolyard mimicking to get under my skin. Although I would prefer it if the lights could manage to stay on.
Darkness is good. Darkness is fun. You never know what you might find in the dark. You might find me!
And clearly I have. So who are you and what do you want? Seriously, I'm not interested in playing games. Today is annoying enough without all that.
Don't joke with it. Don't talk. you're doing. Just run.
The little ghost whispers. She's right, you know. You don't want to play with me. I bite.
Oh. Your face. What's wrong with you?
Run, run, run. Just run.
Fine. You've convinced me.
The Ravenous. Here.
So, you see why we have to leave?
Yeah, of course we do. We have to get out of here right now.
Doctor? What are you saying? We need to find Liz.
Well, yes, of course. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. It's just...
You never mind about your stupid friend. It won't want her anyway. You know what it wants. You know what it needs.
Yes, I know. But we need to find Liv. Well, so help me open this thing.
Oh, idiotic man.
I know I'm going to regret asking this, but... The Ravenous. What do they eat?
Time Lords.
I'm running! It would help if I could see.
You don't need to see. It's a straight corridor all the way to the engine room. At least that's where it used to go. Hard to tell now.
Oh, it's all right for you. Flitting here and there.
It's Ravenous.
Well, that's reassuring. Where's the TARDIS kitchen? I can make it a sandwich.
No, that's what they're called. Haven't you heard of them? I thought everyone had heard of them. But why would they? There's only one race who had nightmares about them. Only one race who lived in fear.
The Ravenous. Right. Yes, I've heard of them. But they're supposed to all be...
dead. Apparently not even that can stop them. It's gaining on us.
What do you care? If it catches up with us, you could just vanish.
What are you talking about? Of course I can't just vanish.
You keep doing it.
It doesn't make sense. I'm flesh and blood like you. Aren't I?
The little ghost wonders what she is.
Ah. Floor. Yeah. Wet. Leaking from the walls.
Get up. It's coming. Get up.
I know. No, why is this stuff? Red. It's red. Like blood.
Conducting fluid from the TARDIS systems. They look similar. TARDISes don't bleed.
That noise again.
The heart beats loudest right at the end. Desperate to pump. Desperate to live.
You haven't got anything useful to say.
Stop talking to it. You mustn't talk to it. Careful.
I'm running this. It's ridiculous.
Break my neck. You're doing much worse than that. You have to keep moving.
Quickly, we haven't got time for all this.
We're nearly there.
Even if you find her, she might be miles away.
I'm going to try and reconfigure the ship's geography. Normally there would be safety protocols against it, but I'm hoping she's in such a bad state that she won't kick up a fuss.
You can move the corridors around.
Maybe. Certainly bring Liv close. Ha ha. There she is. Oh, there are two life signs. That's not good.
The Ravenous.
Or the woman we saw earlier.
Woman? What woman?
We followed her before. My height, a little older, white hair, wearing a white gown.
Couldn't have seen her, they couldn't have done. Tell them! Shut up, three!
There's nobody else here. You imagined it.
Of course we didn't imagine it. We spoke to her.
After which she promptly vanished.
Even so...
Doesn't matter. The important thing is getting Liv to safety. Give me 2 minutes to work on the geography.
She may not have 2 minutes.
I know!
I can't keep running!
Someone's interfering with the internal geography. There really shouldn't be a wall there.
Well, there is now! Which means I'm trapped!
We're trapped, you mean? It's me he wants, you know, not you.
Actually, neither of you are much use to me. A dream and a temporary life form. How long do your species exist for? It's so brief, I can't tell.
Are you talking to me?
Of course. 200 years, one. The blink of an eye, that's for sure. You're really not worth eating. A vague, salty breath satisfying nobody. Still, it's been so long. I'll eat anything.
then put yourself out.
Stop choking with it. Stop it. Do you think it cares if you sound brave? It's goadiness. They enjoy it. All it has to do is touch you. Just that. One touch and it's feeding. Feeding on you. All of this, it's just a game to it. They like to play with the
food. Yes. But she's not brave. No, just crying, shouting into the storm. It's sweet. Are you sweet, my little temporary being? I'll soon find out. My mouth is actually watering.
Please, don't eat me.
Oh, shut up. There's nothing to eat. You're not alive. There's no energy in your bones. Nothing to feast on the tongue.
Leave her alone.
What are you talking about, not alive? Of course I'm alive. Sometimes my feet don't touch the floor, but that's just...
You're dead. You're just a memory. A dream that's stupid enough to dream itself.
Of course I'm not dead. How can I be...
Yes, I think this is my TARDIS now.
No! No! No!
Do you remember the final pain stroke of your last breath as it whistled past your throat? Do you remember the darkness, the grey, the sound of blood pumping in your ears? Do you
shut
remember?
Up!
It's just trying to scare you. Don't listen. It's like you said to me. It wants to play with its food.
Fear is tasty. Extra shot of glucose in the blood. It adds sweetness.
I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm not...
about to deal with a little problem of mine, wasn't I? Because I'm so hungry.
One dot is nearly on top of the other, if that is the Ravenous. It's closing in on Liv.
I know, hang on. There.
Appearing from nowhere. This time vaguely useful. As long as I don't run out of air, of course.
What did you do?
Hopefully put an extra wall between them just in case.
You've trapped it. You've actually sealed it in. Perfect. Oh, let's drop this TARDIS into a sock.
Actually, I suspect Liv is the one who's trapped. I only had time to move one wall. The life sign that's now boxed in was static. With the other advancing, I doubt Liv is stalking the Ravenous somehow.
Idiot! We could have been safe if you'd got it right!
He said he only had time to move one wall.
Yeah, and was too stupid to put it on the other side of the Ravenous! So what if it had trapped your friend in with it? At least we'd have been safe!
Yes, that's exactly what you'd have done, isn't it?
Of course. And never forget it.
I won't. What are you doing now?
Trying to bring that section closer. Well, yes, I suppose that'll have to do in the circumstances. Right, this way!
Yeah. Tie yourself out, see if I care. Oh, please tell me there's a way out of here. I can't just suffocate in a stupid, dying TARDIS.
I can hear you. My hearing. My everything, in fact, is sharp. This TARDIS may have saved you for now, But it's scared of me. Yes. Everything's scared of me. And all I have to do is tell it to let me in. That's all. Just tell it. Because nothing escapes us. Nothing. You know why? We're relentless. That's why. You think you know hunger? That ache in your belly? That void? That absence? You know nothing. It burns. It coils. It writhes. Imagine the sensation you think of as hunger, and then let it consume you. Let it be all you can hear, all you can think. It drives us mad, quite mad. Some of us are little more than animals, screaming, all teeth and desire. Some of us have control. But not much. You may be nothing. You may simply melt on my tongue. But I will have you soon.
Oh, I hope I give you indigestion.
We're not running towards the Ravenous. Not even you could be that stupid.
Well, that would seem idiotic, wouldn't it? Even for me. Even when a friend's life is in danger.
Oh, right.
Your TARDIS.
Yes. And we'll get in it as soon as we've rescued Liv. Now, come on.
No, I don't think we will. I took it from your pocket earlier because it was there and shiny and needed to be mine.
Oh, good boy, Nigel. Good boy.
No, Helen, stop him.
I can't.
Don't do this. We came to rescue you.
I'm sorry, I was too slow.
That's not your fault. Don't do this.
Oh, Doctor. I was always going to do this. The Ravenous hunts. It gets a taste of its prey, a scent. It was always going to come after us, except now I've made life a little simpler for it.
Please, we can beat this thing if we can work together.
Work together? Oh, Doctor, I have 11 heads to work with. I don't need a 12th. You satisfy one very simple purpose. Stay there and satisfy its hunger while I run as fast and as far as I can. Goodbye.
No!
I knew we couldn't trust him.
Yes, yes, you made that quite clear. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Sorry.
It's fine. But what do we do now?
We try to save Liv, though it won't help her for long. Without a way of getting off this TARDIS, we're all dead anyway.
This TARDIS is a hair's breadth away from complete destruction with us inside it.
All dead. All dead. No. There must be a way.
Oh, the door. From nowhere. Well, I'm not complaining. Oh, well, yes, that's useful. Liv!
I'm so glad you're all right.
But there wasn't a door there before. Oh, what am I talking about? As if this place gives a fig about that sort of thing.
Doctor, the Ravenous. There's one here.
We know.
The 11 mentioned it before. What?
He's stolen the TARDIS.
He's what?
Never mind, I'm sure I'll think of something.
Such as?
Not a clue. Look, let's get to the console room. If I'm able to do anything, it'll be from there.
Do you know where it is?
No! I'm just blithely hoping this TARDIS continues in its sudden urge to look after our best interests. Getting her strength back after redirecting Liv. Don't be impatient.
We're stuck in a dying TARDIS with a psychotic eating machine on our heels. It's rather hard not to feel a little impatient.
Not psychotic.
What?
The Ravenous, not psychotic.
I just spent the last, however long, being teased by one. Forgive me if I offer my opinion on its mental health.
It's all about the food. They would torture, terrify, tease, but only to improve the flavour. When under duress, the body releases all sorts of chemicals. These chemicals can alter the biology in the Ravenous's favour. They feed off life energy, most particularly the regeneration cycle of Time Lords.
But it was still willing to eat Liv.
It wouldn't have benefited from it, not remotely. You know how sometimes you just want to eat a bag of chip shop chips? Next time you have that urge, have a quick chat with your body. Ask it how beneficial it's finding the experience.
But now I'm chips.
At least you haven't had them.
Someone's cheered up.
Fake it till you make it. It's either bad jokes or screaming. I'd assume you'd prefer the former. Okay, now I'm inclined towards the screaming. Right, back the way we came back. Run!
Look at it! We can't outrun it!
Speaking as one who knows, she's right. It was playing with me, but I don't think it's playing anymore.
Well, that'll be my fault. Shouldn't be so tasty. Please, lovely TARDIS, console room now.
There!
Get in there, quick! The doors.
It's sounding a lot less erudite than when we last met.
I imagine the thought of eating a Time Lord has made it lose its self-control somewhat.
Oh, great.
A state of emergency, we know.
What are we going to do? We can't just stay in here. It'll break in eventually.
I was hoping there might be just enough power to land somewhere, but there isn't. What little power there is left is being used by some sort of automatic process. Probably keeping the shields intact. It's hard to tell. Not used to this model.
It's me.
Don't do that! I'm having a difficult enough time with my nerves as it is without you appearing out of thin air.
What do you mean, it's you?
The power. Telepathic circuits. Thing out there was right. I'm dead. I died ages ago. That man you talked about.
The Eleven.
Whoever. He didn't give his name, just killed me.
But you can't be dead. We're talking to you.
You're just a memory, aren't you? A personality matrix helmed by the telepathic circuits.
Yes.
By a ship, a loyal TARDIS who wasn't willing to let you go.
Yes. I'm no more living than any biodata record stored in the Matrix.
Speaking of someone who's been nearly killed by a few of those, they have a little more life in them than you might think.
But, Doctor, if... I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Jaxa.
Jaxa is nothing more than a memory being kept alive by the ship.
Then I'll cease to exist just as quickly as you do when she finally gives in and dies. So what's the point? I may as well have a head start.
Jaxa?
You know it makes sense, Doctor. If you wipe me completely from the system, there'll be enough power, just. You won't have much of a choice. You'll arrive wherever's closest. But it's a chance. The only one you got.
You're telling us to turn you off.
Yes.
I...
You think I mind dying? Better than face the thing outside. That's just one thing, Doctor. You know what it means. Wherever it came from, there'll be more. Lots more. I won't be the last Time Lord to die. Just the last to die so easily. Now stop wasting time. Every second I'm active drains more power. Do it.
Thank you.
Run. That's all you can do. Run and keep running.
You did it.
She was right. There's no other way.
I think it's getting in.
Come on, old girl. That should be enough power, just enough. Please. Get us out of here! Now!
If it could get through the last door, what's to stop it getting through this one?
I'm hoping the TARDIS will finally give up. Well, that's it, that's it. You've done everything you could. Thank you. You can go now.
What's happening?
System shutting down completely. Dimensional bridge cutting out, shields failing, Eye of Harmony Link winking out. She's now just a box, a dead box. The Ravenous is gone, lost when the dimensional link was severed.
Lost? Lost where?
Who knows? Ask a theoretical physicist on Gallifrey, they'll argue with you for hours about it. The important thing is, we did it. We may be trapped here, but at least we're safe. We escaped the Ravenous.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Ravenous 2, Seizure by Guy Adams. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Livchenka, Nicola Walker, Helen Sinclair, Hattie Morahan, The Eleven, Mark Bonner, Jaxa, Pippa Haywood, The Ravenous, George Asprey. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson, director Ken Bentley, executive producers Nicholas Briggs, and Jason Haig-Ellery.